start your engine. I'm searching to relieve the tension, pent up mental fencing, apprehension to reveal these thoughts that mention shouldn't mention. I'm learning to ask them a question. My journey begins with a sentence. Exact match, I don't feel lucky, but I'm still fucking for a resemblance. I sit where it's dark and quiet, searching my heart's desires in private. That's what I'm typing, nobody reads it. Too bad I'm sure they're storing my secrets. The magical engine knows what I would mention to my circle of friends, plus the emails I've sent, the places I've been, and gives directions.
What you know, the real you is what you do.
Innocently confessing my affection for new fetishes. Attached to my IP addresses, every thought that I possess. Now they talk and market me like I'm depressed from watching the Mets. Before you erase it, Google saves and tracks behavior, sells the data for advertising, opens your life to government spying. When you don't know the answers, you can't ask Ann Landers about feederism. That's paying to feed open swim.
Google knows what you know. The real you is what you do when you're alone. You're not alone. Every time you enter data, they save it as their own. Google knows everything you ever tapped on their site from home or phone.
I'm a reverend, so when my nexus texts the president that I'm alone, he'll send the drones without hesitance through my residence. My preference for fetishes, like furries with furry crevices, endlessly fulfills and builds upon my anal retentiveness. In cosplay as a Pegasus, reminisce of Sega Genesis 16 bits that switch to nip slips as I click the bottomless pit. The experience is intimate and it sets the precedent. If I can fathom it or imagine it, Google knows the infinite. Google knows
what you know.